Tadavastam Tadarsam हृत्पद्मकोशे स्फुरितं तदित्रपम् तिरोहितं सदयोपलक्ष्य वै स्थितं तदवस्थं तदर्श ृत्पद्मकोशे स्फुरितं तदित्रपम् तिरोहितं सदैवोपलक्ष्य वै स्थितं तदवस्थं तदर्श स वैद्यायोगविपाकतीव्रया हृत्पद्मकोशे स्फुरितं तदित्प्रभुम् तिरोहितं सहसैवोपलक्ष्य बहिः स्थितं तदवस्थं ददर्श हृत्पद्मकोशे स्फुरितं तदित्प्रभुम् तिरोहितं सदैवोपलक्ष्य बहिः स्थितं तदवस्थं तदर्श
Guru Maharaj,
by also
via my meditation,
Yoga Vipaka Tivraya,
on account of mature realization of the yoga process.
Padma Koshe,
Lotus of. Spuritam
manifested.
Tadit Prabham. Brilliant like lightning.
Tirohitam.
Having disappeared.
Sahasa.
All of a sudden.
Eva.
Also.
Upalaksha.
By observing.
Bahistitam.
Externally situated.
Tat avastam.
In the same posture.
Dadashtra.
Was able to see. Translation: the form of the Lord, which is brilliant like lightning, in which Dhruva Maharaj in this mature yoga process was fully absorbed in meditation, all of a sudden disappeared. Thus, Dhruva was perturbed and his meditation broke. But as soon as he opened his eyes, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally present, just as he had seen the Lord in his heart. Because of his mature position in yoga meditation, Dhruva Maharaj was constantly observing the form and the personality of Godhead within his heart, but all of a sudden when the Supreme Lord disappeared from his heart, he thought that he had lost him. Dhruva Maharaj was perturbed, but upon opening his eyes and breaking his meditation, he saw the same form of the Lord before him. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, saying the person who has developed love of God by devotional service always sees the Lord's transcendental form of Shama Sundara. The Shama Sundara form of the Lord within the heart of a devotee is not imaginary. When a devotee becomes mature in his prosecution of devotional service, he sees face to face the same Shama Sundara he has thought of during the entire course of his devotional service. Since the Supreme Lord is absolute, the form within the heart of a devotee, the form in the temple, and the original form in Vaikuntha, Vrindavan, and Dham are all the same. They are non-different from one another. When Dhruva Maharaj saw his Lord just in front of him, he was greatly agitated and offered him his obeisances and respect. He fell flat before him like a rod and became absorbed in love of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj in ecstasy looked upon the Lord as if he were drinking the Lord with his eyes, kissing the lotus feet of the Lord with his mouth, and embracing the Lord with his arms. But naturally, when Dhruva Maharaj personally saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, he was very much agitated and awe and respect, and it appeared as if he were drinking the entire body of the Lord with his eyes. The devotee's love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so intense that he wanted to kiss the lotus feet of the Lord constantly, and he wants to touch the tips of the toes of the Lord and constantly embraces lotus feet. All these features of Dhruva Maharaj's bodily expression indicate that upon seeing the Lord face to face, he developed eight kinds of transcendental ecstasy in his body. Text 4. Although Dhruva Maharaj was a small boy, he wanted to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in suitable language. Because he was inexperienced, he could not adjust himself immediately. The Supreme Personality of Godhead makes it to it in everyone's heart to understand Dhruva Maharaj's offered position. Out of his causeless mercy, he touched his conch shell to the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj, who stood before him with folded hands. Purport, every devotee wants to chant the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Devotees are always interested in hearing about the Lord's transcendental qualities, and they're always eager to glorify these qualities. But sometimes they are inconvenienced by humbleness. The personality of God is situated in everyone's heart, specifically gives the devotee intelligence to describe him. It is therefore understood that when a devotee writes or speaks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his words are dictated by the Lord from within. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. To those who constantly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord from within dictates what to do next in order to serve him. When Dhruva Maharaj felt hesitant, not knowing how to describe the Lord for want of sufficient experience of the Lord, God, it was causeless mercy. The Lord touched his conch shell to Dhruva's forehead and was transcendentally inspired. This transcendental inspiration is called Brahma Maya because when one is thus inspired, the sound he produces exactly corresponds to the sound vibration of the Vedas. It is not the ordinary sound vibration in this material world. Therefore, the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra, although presented in the ordinary alphabet, should not be taken as mundane or material. Translation: when Dhruva Maharaj saw his Lord just in front of him, he was up. The form of the Lord, which was brilliant like lightning, and in which Dhruva Maharaj's mature yoga process was fully absorbed in meditation, all of a sudden disappeared. And thus Dhruva Maharaj was perturbed as the meditation broke. As soon as he opened his eyes, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally present, just as he had been seeing the Lord in his heart. So previously it was described that Dhruva Maharaj followed the instructions of Narada Muni and worshipped the Lord, and then he began meditating upon the Supreme Lord. So the object of meditation was Vishnu. And we see here in this verse that suddenly that object of meditation in his heart disappeared, but when Dhruva opened his eyes, the same object of meditation appeared directly in front of his physical eyes, so to speak. So therefore, that form which he meditated on the heart was non-different from the form that he saw in front of him. So in other words, forms are non-different, and Prabhupada also says that the deity form also is non-different from this form. So the Lord can manifest himself in different ways. So he can manifest himself in meditation, he can manifest himself directly to the eyes, he can manifest himself in the deity form, or he can even manifest himself through sound, that is through mantra or a nam. So all of these are non-different, all these forms that manifest are non-different from the Supreme Lord. So the yoga, vipaka, tibra, intensely mature yoga or concentration. So in other words, his concentration reached the stage that it became, when he thought of the Lord, that form of the Lord that he thought of was the Lord. Because of that, then the Lord also appeared directly in front of him. Not in the mind, but directly in front of him. So this gave great joy to Dhruva. So the form which Dhruva saw is considered to be one of the incarnations of the Lord. This is called Krishna Garba or Dhruva Priya. Mentioned in Bhagavad Gita or Tamrita. So this form appeared in the Swayambhuva Manvantara period to Dhruva. So this is a form of the Lord, a direct form of the Lord, just the avatar forms like Rama or Krishna. So this form of Vishnu appeared in front of Dhruva and gave blessings to him. So as we see, this is a Vishnu form. Dhruva meditated upon Vishnu and worshipped Vishnu according to the instructions of Narada Muni. And that meditation, the form of meditation in his heart, was the form which appeared before him. That is a Vishnu form. So therefore, the object of his sadhana materialized, so to speak, in front of his eyes at a later stage. So what this indicates is that according to the sadhana, if one concentrates and worships a certain form of the Lord, this is the form of the Lord which you will see. At a certain stage, the Lord will reveal that particular form to the devotee. So if a person worships Rama and meditates on Rama, then eventually Rama appears before that person. And if a person meditates and worships Krishna, then Krishna appears before that person. So according to our sadhana, then that particular form which we have chosen makes its appearance before us. So that is our principle. So we will not expect that if Dhruva Maharaj meditates on Vishnu, that suddenly when his meditation matures, suddenly he sees Rama or Krishna. No, he will see Vishnu. And similarly, if a person worships Krishna, then when Krishna appears, it is Krishna, it's not Vishnu or Rama or Narasimha. So why is that? That is because as the devotee begins to meditate upon that particular form of the Lord, he develops his bhakti for that particular form. And then his prema is for that particular form. So the Lord responds to that bhakti of the devotee, and according to the form you worship, the Lord reveals that particular form. So the devotee becomes attached to a particular form of the Lord, and then that particular form appears before the devotee. So this is the general procedure for devotional service. So in this case, Vishnu was the form of meditation, and that Vishnu form appeared before Dhruva. So that form we see is a spiritual form, it is not a material form. And when Dhruva saw that form, then he developed ecstatic symptoms. It was nothing material. It was a spiritual form. And when he saw that form, he understood its actual nature. He understood this is nothing material. His original aspiration had been, let me get a kingdom. That's material. Here, by following Narada Muni's advice and worshipping Vishnu, he saw Vishnu. When he saw Vishnu, then he developed ecstatic symptoms. So this form was not anything material, and Dhruva could appreciate that. How is it that he could appreciate the spiritual form of the Lord? It's because he had matured in his practice. He was yoga vipaka. He had matured. So he had given up a lot of that attachment to material things, and he began to appreciate the Supreme Lord. So it is said the Supreme Lord does not appear to everybody. He appears to that person whom he chooses. And he chooses a particular person because of his devotion. And so if a person has strong devotion, then the Lord surrenders to that devotion and makes his appearance. If a person has weak devotion, he will not appear. So we must understand, therefore, that Dhruva did have very strong devotion. And that was reflected in the great austerities he did. He did not do austerities for austerity's sake. The austerities were only, and meditation were only an aspect or a byproduct of his concentration on the Lord. So if he concentrated on the Lord, then he could go through these austerities without any problem, without thinking about them. Therefore, the Lord became attracted to Dhruva because of his great determination in meditating on the Lord and worshiping the Lord. So this is the ultimate cause of the Lord's appearance. So when he appeared, then Dhruva could actually appreciate this form of the Lord. And he also forgot about his material desires. So his original motivation became forgotten when he saw the Supreme Lord. So this is, of course, one of the aspects of bhakti. As bhakti develops and becomes stronger and stronger, material desire decreases and decreases. It should. Therefore, this desire began to decrease. And, of course, when he saw the Lord, then he understood that his material desires were actually useless. Because here we see he has developed sattvika bhavas, his great, great, great attraction for the Lord. So therefore, those material enjoyments become insignificant. So he has no more desire for those things. So he, it says here that he fell down before the Lord, and he could not stop seeing the Lord, looking at the Lord. He wanted to touch the Lord's feet, kiss the Lord's feet, and embrace the Lord. And he wanted to offer prayers to the Lord. So these prayers are symptoms of his devotion. So we now have sadhana bhakti, where we praise the Lord, offer prayers to the Lord, do kirtan, think of the Lord, remember the Lord in meditation, etc. We can do deity worship as part of sadhana bhakti. But if one develops the stage of bhava and prema, those same activities continue. So just as we will worship the deity and offer praise to the deity of the Lord. So here Dhruva offers praise to the Lord. What is the difference? The difference here is that it is with great devotion and pure. So the same activities occur, the same activities of bhakti that we perform in sadhana also are performed in perfection. The only difference is, in perfection they are done as an expression of their prema, of their love for God. In sadhana bhakti, especially in vaidhi sadhana bhakti, we do those activities because Shastra tells us to do the activities. That is the definition of vaidhi bhakti. Inspiration is Shastra, scripture. So here, Dhruva Maharaj is not remembering scripture. He is simply out of joy and out of great affection for the Lord. He wants to praise the Lord. So he wants to do this, but because he was a small boy, it was difficult for him to do so. How could he properly compose verses to appreciate the Supreme Lord? So therefore, the Lord gave him blessings so that this could take place. So in other words, the Lord was merciful to him and responded to his devotion. So the Lord helped him perform his service of praising him by giving him inspiration. So here we see the interaction of the Lord with his devotee. The devotee has particular devotion, and the Lord responds to that as much as he can. In this way, the Lord surrenders to the devotee and becomes a servant of the devotee. He actually serves the devotee and helps him in his service. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. So this takes place not only in Krishna, but we see here in the form of Vishnu. He has a personal relationship with Dhruva. Of course, in Krishna, such response becomes even more dramatic. In the case of Supreme Lord with Ambarish, the Lord protected him with his Sudarshan Chakra. The Lord served him. In the form of Krishna, that service takes even more remarkable forms. So the Lord himself personally becomes a servant of the devotee, so he becomes a chariot driver of Arjuna, or he washes the feet of the people at the Rajasuya sacrifice because he wants to serve the Pandavas. He will do more remarkable things in the form of Krishna than other forms. Nevertheless, in the Vishnu forms also, they respond to their devotees and act favorably for their devotees. So here we see that the Lord encourages Dhruva to and inspires him to recite prayers in his praise, because that is the desire of Dhruva to express his devotion. So he helps him in that endeavor. What about
them?
By what, dreaming?
Dreaming about that.
Well, yeah, the more one can think of the Supreme Lord, the better. So we can do it in dream state also. So okay, that's another mental state. So those in dream state, we think of the Supreme Lord. That is also beneficial for us. Normal dream state, of course, is not beneficial. Therefore, sleep is considered to be contaminating. Because not only the body gets contaminated, the mind gets contaminated, but we can't control the mind. But if we can think of the Supreme Lord, that's very good for us. Devotional. Well, that will have to come through appreciation of scripture. So if the person reads Srimad Bhagavatam and accepts Srimad Bhagavatam, then they will actually change. If they don't, then it may be a problem. Because it is Srimad Bhagavatam which points out the supreme position of Krishna. If they accept that, fine. If they don't, then nothing can be done.
But
the result means the same.
Then what about Vaikuntha?
Yeah. But if we worship Krishna, we go to Krishna.
Yeah.
After they go to Vaikuntha?
Huh?
After they go to Vaikuntha?
No, no. One thing Prabhupada says, when they complete the bhakti yoga, they go to Vaikuntha. The other thing is say, they will also associate with Krishna in his part-time position. Like Krishna doing part-time in different universities.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they will go back to the...
Well, if they're fortunate, yes, people can get the association of Krishna, but if they get the association of Rama, then they'll go to Rama. If they get the association of Vishnu form, they'll go to Vishnu. So it depends. Not everybody goes to Krishna. Not everybody gets that association. It's only particular individuals that get that such association. The Upanishads, who were sadhakas, they became gopis. And the sages of Dandakaranya forest got the blessing of Rama, and then they became gopis also. Then they got the association of Krishna. They were sadhakas. But it's possible that they can get association of Krishna in some lifetime. Usually as sadhakas, not after they're perfected, but as sadhakas. And then after they finish their sadhana, they join Krishna's pastimes in the material world, and they go to Goloka and go through the spiritual world.
We are worshipping Radha Krishna. We are dreaming about Radha Krishna, not
Yeah. So then we go to Krishna. Because we worship Krishna, then we go to Krishna.
So, I had a dream about the Narayana all that 3 days.
Oh, you dream of Nrsimhadeva all the time, maybe you'll go to Nrsimhadeva then. You develop more attraction for Nrsimhadeva. If one develops that attraction, then it becomes strong, and you think of Nrsimhadeva when you're dying, then you may go to Nrsimhadeva instead. Depends on the intensity. If we worship many forms, then that form which becomes strongest, that form that which we becomes the object of our attraction the most, and then we go to that form. Yeah, sometimes it may be just incidental dreams, you know. We may dream of any of the different avatar forms. But that form of the Lord, which is the main object of worship, that becomes strongest attraction, obviously, because we meditate on that more. Now, just as we may think of many things, but then when we die, we will think of that thing which we meditate on the most, which we're most attracted to. So we think of Krishna, if we meditate on it the most, then we think of him when we die also, we go to Krishna.
dreams.
Huh? Yeah, some dreams are unpredictable. That's why we depend on sadhana and not on dreams. Because dreams come and go, we cannot predict which form we're going to see or whatever. And sometimes material things come. So therefore we concentrate more on the sadhana than on the dreams.
Also regarding dreams, there's a book by Bhakti Vikas Swami about Brahmachari Krishna consciousness. That if one rests for more than 2 hours, then you can clean the floor and take bath. And Prabhupada used to be only for 2 hours at night. Translating.
Maharaj
Maharaj
Maharaj Maharaj Maharaj Maharaj Maharaj
Well, he came from a very exalted family, descending from Manu. He was a second descendant from Manu, who was descended from Brahma. So obviously by nature they were very exalted. Came in a great Kshatriya family, ruling kings. And he got the blessings of Narada Muni. So he was Narada Muni's avatar of the Lord also, so therefore he got special blessings also.
Many families worshipping Ratu Gopal. You know, baby father. So, even within devotees practicing Krishna consciousness. So, can you say strictly it is not part of the sampradaya and we should avoid doing that?
Well, in one sense, all the rasas are there. You see in the Bhagavatam. Now, Lord Chaitanya has pointed out the Madhurya Rasa is the highest. At the same time, and it's that's encouraged the ultimate goal. But it is not that everybody will take up that rasa. So, some are in Vatsalya Rasa or Sakya Rasa or whatever. So the other rasas also can manifest even within Lord Chaitanya's movement. We see with Lord Chaitanya, different persons were in different rasas with Lord Chaitanya. So his mother and father were in Vatsalya Rasa, and others were in Sakya Rasa. Nityananda and his associates were in Sakya Rasa, and others were in Madhurya Rasa. So there's variations there also, even though the main rasa is Madhurya Rasa within that sampradaya. It is not exclusively that. There are other rasas as well.
When one is dying, you get the picture of Krishna and go back to Godhead.
Yeah. Well, if we can do that, fine. Of course, the other consideration is that just as whatever you think of when you die in the material world, you don't always attain that. You can think of money when you die. I mean, you may not become wealthy in your next life because you do have karmas also. You may think of Krishna when you die, but if you've been sinful activity all of your life, of course thinking of Krishna when you die is good, but it doesn't mean immediately you go to the spiritual world. It may help remove your karmas or whatever. But not necessarily you'll go to the spiritual world because you do have to have that development of bhakti as well. Now those people who do actually intentionally, or let's say, out of great attraction for the Lord, think of the Lord, obviously that means that their attraction is very strong, so their bhakti is very strong. And they think of the Lord, then they can attain the Lord. Maybe they'll attain the Lord in the material world, not in the spiritual world, as sadhakas, and then they will progress further. So there are many different scenarios for what happens when they think of the Lord. So, of course, thinking of Krishna has a special benediction because Krishna is all attractive, so he can do anything. Also, Krishna himself can do anything. But we cannot say that everybody that thinks of the Supreme Lord immediately goes to the Gokul in the spiritual world. There could be many other scenarios as well. Krishna is not, the name of Krishna is not her from Krishna. So the perfection of chanting is that Krishna's form, qualities, and activities will manifest through chanting.
Initiated Durga to worship Vishnu, kind of Vishnu. Instead of why you have a guidance to go find out Krishna?
Well, it's according to time. Krishna had not appeared within the day of Brahma yet. So the common object of worship was Vishnu. This is Swayambhuva Manvantara, first part of the day of Brahma. And then Krishna appears in the seventh Manvantara, which is halfway through the day. So Krishna had not appeared yet. So then they'll say, who is Krishna? We haven't seen him. We don't know about him. What is that? No, not particularly.
Bhagavad says Pandita Sundarshanta, where the Pandita sees all the Paramatma. What is the difference between a devotee who realizes a particular form and the Pandita, which is Paramatma?
What is that?
Pandita Samadarshanaha. It's there in Bhagavad Gita. Where the Pandit sees Paramatma everywhere. The person who realizes God in a particular form. What is the difference between this Pandita or the devotee who realizes God?
Well, one who just simply sees the Lord everywhere, he has a very neutral relationship with the Lord, maybe not even Shantarasa, or possibly Shantarasa also. Yeah? The devotee aspires for service to the Lord, not simply seeing the Lord. So therefore he develops prema.
So the devotee will be seeing only that particular form of the Paramatma?
Yeah. Once in the day of Brahma.
Which is something about 7 months?
By the Manvantara period. That's the seventh. Out of 14 manus in one day, seventh one is Vaivasvata manu. So in that period, which is in the midday period, out of 7 out of 14 is middle of the day, then Krishna appears. In the 28th cycle, out of 7 yuga cycles, yeah, Vaivasvata manu.
அதெல்லாம் சொல்லாதீங்க, அப்போ நாங்கெல்லாம் என்னன்னு சொல்லுங்க.
Question mail question.